We move now into the 20th chapter of the Gospel of St. John. And will you notice, the Lord Jesus apparently came back from the dead on Sunday. Notice this, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth a stone taken away from the sepulchre. It was the first day of the week. Now, she came to the tomb, and when she got there, it was yet dark, and she seeth a stone taken away from the tomb. Now, she had no thought that he was raised from the dead. She had come out ahead of the other women, and when she arrived, she was probably halfway to the home of John, you see. They got there ahead of any of the disciples that came. As far as I can tell, they actually didn't intend to come out. Now then she runneth, and she cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved. And this is John, and saith unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they've laid him. Now, thing that she had in mind was not resurrection. What she had in mind is somebody has moved the body and put it somewhere else. Now, the thought of Peter and John, I'm sure, is this. Well, this woman went out early in the morning, probably went to the wrong tomb, and she saw the stone rolled away, and she became frightened and ran. That was their thought. And they went into the cemetery, and friends, Peter and John did not expect that he was raised from the dead. They did not believe it, because you don't go into the graveyard to look for the living. The living are not in the cemetery. But I think there's some walking around today that probably just well be in the cemetery. But that is something else. But certainly, you don't look for the living in the cemetery. And they were not looking for the living when they rushed out to the cemetery. They expected that they would find the body. We are told here, Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and they came to the sepulchre. Verse 3. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter and came first to the sepulchre. Now this other disciple was John. He was a younger man, and he could outrun Simon Peter, who was a much older man. And when he got there, that is, John did, and he stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Now, friends, this is very important to see, because what John saw convinced him that Jesus was back from the dead, though he did not see him at this time. All he saw was the evidence that is there. And it's amazing how God uses little things like this to bring conviction to the hearts of many. Someone has said, great doors swing on little hinges. Well, I think that one of the greatest proofs of the resurrection is what you have here, something that probably the average person might have passed by.